Sukkos davens all day long, the rest of the day, Shachris and Mincha. And then it says he should daven Ma'ariv also. That's the question, which Ma'ariv? The Ma'ariv the night before, the Ma'ariv the night after, different menagim. And the reason, the official reason that's given in Shulchan Aruch is because Hamaschal b'mitzvah omim lo gemar. Whoever starts a mitzvah has the schus, he has the right to finish. If he wants to be mevata, give it to someone else, that's fine. But he has the schus to do it. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch that even if there's a novel, usually daven for an omid, we have the one who said the slichas davens the rest of the tefillas because you have to be merutz of the kohol. And the kohol would prefer to hear the someone else. They need a change. The novel's davening every day. Everybody hears his squeaky voice every day. I'd rather have someone else daven for an omid. So when it comes slichas, we have someone else daven. Daven's all day long. there's an expression in the Mate Ephraim. Mate Ephraim is a sefer by Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolius that has all the dinim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and a little bit about Sukkos and everything. Mishnah Berurah always quotes every other page. He always quotes everything from the Mate Ephraim. So the Mate Ephraim has a lashon that when you say Slichas, it's like Yomim Noroim, and you don't have an oval davin. So some got the mistaken impression that just like on Yomim Tovim, you don't allow an oval to davin for an amid, so during Slichas time also you shouldn't allow. So the Achrayim Havtshuvas, he didn't mean that. He meant something else. He didn't mean exactly. You allow an oval to davin. But the oval, we put up with the oval. He's not really Merutz Elokol. How long can you suffer? So you may have Slichas, so we have someone else say slicha, he davens all day long. So the Achrenim are bothered with the kasha. How come on Rosh Hashanah, the one who davens Shachris doesn't daven Musaf and Mincha? We have someone else daven. It's not only because he's exhausted and he wants to give it away to someone else. Even if he wants to daven the others, we don't say Amaschal and Mitzvah and Logamar. Musaf is not a Hemshech of Shachris, and Mincha is not a Hemshech of Musaf, which is not a Hemshech of Shachris. Why should it apply to slicha? So Shlomo Levilna has a true opinion. Shlomo, he thinks that that's not the real reason. He thinks the real reason is that they used to say slichas at 5:30 in the morning. So you had to have quite a degree of mesiras nefesh to wake up so early, to be in shul on time, and to be able to be the shliach tzibur for the slichas. So we want to give him a booby prize, and we want to give him a reward. So whoever wakes up so early, and he daven slichas v'anamed, so we give him a reward and we let him daven the tefillahs. That'll encourage people to wake up early to be the shliach tzibur for the slichas. That's what he says. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the official reason that's given is because Rav Shlomo Levilna has in his Tshuvas and the Binyan Shlomo. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Achrayim quote this reason. Amaschem in mitzvah amul gemar. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the pshat was the following. What is the gedder of slichas? So he thought that he used to give him shalom. He said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, used to give very exaggerated, he was an expert at giving exaggerated mashalim to explain difficult things, so he would give a very exaggerated mashal. With the mashal, he would explain the nimshal. So he also is an expert at giving mashalim. So he gave a mashal. Let's say a guy gets up, and he says slichas at 5:30 in the morning, then he goes to sleep, and he doesn't daven shachris and mincha and ma'ariv the rest of the day. He thought he's not yotzei slichas even. Slichas is the tefillah that's a hakdamah to the tefillah sayom. Shachris is not hakdamah to Musav, and Musav is not hakdamah to Mincha. So on a normal day, the one who daven Shachris, you don't say Hamaschal b'mitzvah amim lo gemar. He has the right to daven Musav, he has the right to daven Mincha. Each tefillah is not connected to the previous one. If you daven Shachris, you didn't daven Musav. If you daven Musav, you didn't daven Mincha. Whatever you daven, you yotze. But Slichas is nothing if you don't daven the rest of the tefillah sayom. Slichas means the hakdamah to the tefillah sayom. That's why he thought, that's why it makes sense to say over here, Hamaschal b'mitzvah amim lo gemar, that whoever is the shliach tzibur for the shachris, since who is the shliach tzibur for the slichas, since the whole gedder ha'inyan of slichas is agdamah to the tefillah sayom, so that's why he has the schus to daven the rest of the tefillahs. He used to give such a mashal by Ne'il also. That's a guy was sleeping all day, this is Mishalom, guy sleeping all day, Yom Kippur, comes into shul, they're up to Ne'ilah. So should he daven Ne'ilah with everybody? Or should he daven Musaf and daven, of course he should daven Musaf, it's more important. But let's say his mashal was, a guy just comes in, he daven. A lot of people like that, they just daven Ne'ilah. They don't daven Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, they just say Ne'ilah. So he says, it's not even Yotzei Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is a Tosefes Tfilah. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi, in the end of Masechus Tainus. Ne'ila is not miyuchad davka to Yom Kippur. In the Mishnah, it says whenever there would be a Tainus Tiba, they would daven Ne'ila. As man as ain't on a Tainus Tiba, but bubble chutz mitisha bavi Yom Kippurim. The only two Tainus Tiba we have is Tisha bavi Yom Kippur. What's the version? Ain't Tainus Tiba, but bubble chutz mitisha bavi. What do you mean by bubble? And there it's all there is. So the Gemara, in the context, the Gemara means when the Nasi is goes a Tainus because of Atziris Gishamim. So that's a real Tainus Tiba. We don't have Atziris Gishamim now. Even in Eretz Yisrael, when it doesn't rain, so the Gdolim said, now they have, no one's going to die. It's just going to cost a lot of money. They have a way to irrigate all the fields. They have a way to desalinate the water. It's just it's going to be more expensive. Years ago, 100 years ago, they didn't have any way. If it didn't rain, nothing would grow. They wouldn't be able to irrigate the fields. And the animals would die, some of the people would die. But today, the whole Inyan of fasting, Tanesim for Atziris Gisham doesn't apply because the whole community is not Bisakonim. So it says in the Mishnayis that Ne'ilah is really a Tfilah Satanis. But you only say Ne'ilah if it's a Tainus Tiba. So Ein Lon a Tainus Tiba Chutz Mitisha B'Av Yom Kippur. How come we don't say Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av? Because on Tisha B'Av, one of the themes is that we have a meaning. We leave out this Kabel. Why do we leave out this Kabel? Because it says in the Eicha, the Beis Hamikdash is based tefillah. In addition to being the Makom HaKrovos HaKarbonos, it's the office of Kabbalas and tefillahs. We mentioned Shlomo HaMelech said in the tefillah when he built the first Beis Hamikdash that everyone should come to the Beis Hamikdash to daven, and they should daven Nochach HaMikdash. The Rambam quotes Nochach HaMikdash as a din deraisa. So b'zman she'ein Beis Hamikdash kayam, so the tefillahs are not as accepted as they used to be before. So the whole idea of Ne'ilah is, the Yerushalmi quotes Psukim from Torah, from Nevi'im, from Ksuvim, that if you repeat the same tefillah many times over, you stand a better chance of being answered. If somebody asks me to do him a favor, so I'll think about it. Then he's going to ask me another guy's going to ask me every day, 100 days in a row, he's going to get on my nerves and I'm going to get angry at him. I probably will not do the favor. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is not so. The more times he mentioned it by Shacharis, by Mincha, by Maariv, every day. He asked the same Bakasha, Rafaina Hashem Dei Rafi, Baruch Aleinu Sashana Zoz, give me a Parnasi, give me a good Shidduch, give me a good job, and so on. So the more often that you mention the Tefillah, so the better a chance you stand that your prayers will be answered. And the Yishami learns that Achim Sukim, Gam Kisar B'Sfilah, Inenu Shamei, Yidechem Domim Aleyu. So you see from the Pasuk in Yishaya, it's a Chazon Yishayo, you see, that ribui tefillah is an inyan, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Al toisu dabra elai od badover hazeh." Don't keep on davening. So Yerushalmi learns that from all these psukim from Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim that there's an inyan of ribui tefillah. So the whole idea of Ne'ilah is a tefillah no sefes. It's an inyan of ribui tefillah. One of prayers to be answered. So in addition to davening, shachris, ma'ariv, and shachris, and musaf, and mincha, we also offer a prayer of Ne'ilah. But the guy comes to shul, he only davens Ne'ilah. He remembers Ne'ilah. He doesn't daven anything. He comes from the office, he goes to work on Yom Kippur, whatever. He sleeps at home. He comes to the shul, he only davens Ne'ilah. So the Ne'ilah, he's not here to anything. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's mashal. He gave him a mashal. If the guy davens slichas and he doesn't daven anything a whole day long, so the slichas has no tam. Slichas is supposed to serve as a hakdamah to the tefillah seyam. So Ne'ilah is supposed to be Riboy tefillah, in addition to all the other tefillahs, he adds on another tefillah. If he didn't have any other tefillahs, so there's no kiyum in the reciting of the Ne'ilah either. That's why it's questionable. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva. Someone asked me, he's going by plane to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to leave at the 12 o'clock at night, so what should he do with saying slichas? Should he say it on the plane Be'ichidus, or should he wait till he gets to Eretz Yisrael and say it after Mincha? So Chacham Avadya has such a tshuva. He says if it's too difficult to say slichas in the morning before shachris at 5:30 in the morning. So he says an eis ratzon to say slichas is after mincha time, like you do on Yom Kippur Katan. So others are very surprised at that tshuva because it seems that the idea of reciting slichas this season of the year is that the slichas shouldn't stam be. Usually slichas is in the middle of chazaras hashatz or after chazaras hashatz. Here the slichas is before shachris. It's supposed to serve as a hakdama to the tefillas ayom. We're not looking for an ace rotzen. So you pull out an idea that the mincha time is an ace rotzen, or harayah. for Yom Kippur Katan. The slichas this season of the year is a different inyan. The Chareinim had a big machloikas regarding reciting of Yud Gimel Midas in the slichas, whether it constitutes the Dovash of Bikdusha or not. So they write, this is in the Tshuvas Gaon Basroi, the time of the Marsha and the Marshal and the Bach. So at that time, there's a collection of Tshuvas from those Gedolim, that's called Tshuvas Gaon Basroi. So in one of the Tshuvas, they discuss this machloikas Chareinim, and they give three nafkaminas. So one nafkamina is whether you need a minion to recite Yud Gimel Midas. So this, the fellow who was gone by plane, he knew that if you don't have minyan, you don't say the Yud Gimel Midas. The other nafkamina is whether you need Amida, that we usually assume that the Dovash B'Kedusha requires Amida when you answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch, was supposed to be recited by Amida, not by Yeshiva. The Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal, says that that's a Torah Sefer in the Yerushalmi. That's based on the Yerushalmi. Whenever you have a Dovash B'Kedusha, you have to stand. And they learn it out from Ehud Ben Gera, Ehud Shimi Ben Gera, who was the one who stabbed the guy in the belly. He said, Dvar Lakim, Ehud. So he came to the Melech and he said, Dvar Lakim li ala Melech. And he stood up out of respect and then he killed him. So you see, he's supposed to stand up for a Dovash B'Kedusha. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. That's how he fooled the king. And then Morgan Avram quotes the Arizal, says that it's a Tosafer. And you only have to stand if Tafsam Umad, like the Kaddish, you have to halal. Since the minig is everybody stands for halal, so you continue to stand for the Kaddish after halal. But if you weren't standing for Chazaras Hashatz, then you don't have to stand for the Kaddish after Chazaras Hashatz. If you weren't standing for Kriyas Hatar, then you don't have to stand for the Kaddish after the Kriyas Hatar. That's what the Arizal says like that. And everybody other than the Arizal assumes that it's not a Tos Sefer. And Yerushalmi, that the Rosh HaBikdusha always needs Amidah. So the Tshuva is going in Basroi, so they have three nafkaminas. One is whether you need Asorah for reciting Yud Gimel Midas. One is whether you need Amidah. And the third one is whether you need Atifa. When do you put the talus overhead and when not? So apparently for a Rosh HaBikdusha, you're supposed to have Atifa. And if it's not a Rosh HaBikdusha, you don't have to. Absolutely, you just added on, you also need Atifa for Shemana Esrei, for Tfilah. Probably based on the pasuk in Tilim that says Tfilu Lirani Kiyatov, Lifnei Hashem Yishpach Sicha, so Pashim Pshat Kiyatov doesn't mean Atifa, that he puts a hat on, he puts a talus over. Pashim Pshat means he bellows over in pain, that he's so poor and he's hungry and he doesn't feel well. Tfilu Lirani Kiyatov. But an additional level of interpretation is that when he davens Tfila, he does Atifa. The meaning is that you don't recite Machi Amasi also. When a person says Slichas Biyachid, he doesn't have a minion, so he doesn't say the parts that are Balashan Aramis, because the Gemara says in Saito that when you daven Mitzibur, so the prayers go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person davens Biyachid, Shalom Mitzibur, so we require that the Malachim should present the Tfilas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara has a Lashon that the Malachim don't recognize, they don't understand Lashon Aramis. That's why you can only say Kaddish or Machay Masi. You can only say things in Aramaic with Tzibur. You can Purkan also. So the second you can Purkan talks about the Tzibur. So if you're not davening with Tzibur, of course you don't say. And some of the Sidurim, it says you don't say the second you can Purkan, you don't say the third Mishaberach. What's the third one? Mishaberach, that's for the Tzibur. So that you don't say if you're not davening with Tzibur. But in Shulchan Aruch it says the first you can purkan also you don't say biyachid, because in Aramaic, so the malach ha'asharis are not makir malach na'aramis. That's what the Rishonim ask Akasha. How can it be? If the malach know all the other languages, punkt losh na'aramis, they don't know. How can that be? Taisus words the Kasha. If the malachim know what people are thinking, so how can they not understand Aramaic? How do Taisus know that malachim know what we're thinking? That's a problem. That's a question. What's the marker of the Taisus? But the Rishonim asked this question. So the Ravid writes in the Tmim Deim, the regular Ravid on the Rambam has a collection of Tshuvas in the Tmim Deim. So he writes, he doesn't think that it means the Malachim don't understand. Eim Akir Malashan Aramis. He says, Lashan Aramis means the vernacular. Doesn't necessarily mean Aramaic. The Malachim thinks that it's the Tchisis HaKovet. It's not Kovet HaShchina, that a person should daven in the vernacular. By the Nochrim Ovdi Avodah Zarah here in America, so they used to offer their prayers in Latin. And then they didn't understand it, so they had a big cooler, they changed to English. And then they had a Chalisha Sadas, a prayer in English, the way they talk on the street. So a lot of them switched back to the Latin. They felt that it's a Chisa Kovet to pray to their Avodah Zarah in the vernacular. So the rabbi learns that that's the Pshat Nigmar. Not a Makir Maloshna Aramis. In Bavel, Loshna Aramis is the vernacular. So the Malachim feel that that's a Chisa Sakovet. You had a neighbor, Mr. Slomowitz. He used to live in my building. He passed away. So he learned in, I think he learned in Satman, in Hungary. He learned by the Satman Rebbe, in the yeshiva. So he says they all spoke Hungarian, but when they learned in the yeshiva, they learned in Yiddish. When they spoke in the street, they spoke Hungarian, but they wouldn't talk. Talk and learning in Hungarian. That was a bizoyna Torah. Spoke in Loshna Kodesh, in Yiddish. Not that, something separate, something special. Like Ladino. Ladino was not the vernacular. The Goyim didn't speak Ladino. Ladino was miyuchad for the Jews. So Yiddish was miyuchad for the Jews. So then it's not so much that we have something against Aramaic. If you're daven in America, you say you can pork in. That's not the vernacular. I mean, you shouldn't daven in English. That's when the Reform movement first began. So they felt that people don't understand what they're davening. So they switched the davening into German. And they said that there's no problem because since you're davening b'tzibur, so you don't need the malachim. The objection was raised based on this tmim deim that you shouldn't daven in aramis, means in the vernacular, so they're not gonna mean German. So they said, no, if you're daven b'tzibur, so then you don't need the malachim to present the prayers. Tefillahs go directly to the Baruch Shalom. No, all the gedolim were opposed at that time.
There's still some Arabs who speak Aramaic.
Yes.
Very interesting. Like, I know someone who met someone, they asked, like, what was Safra and
Ravshan?
They said that that's what they use at home to say night and morning.
It's
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Weren't there times
that
people
spoke Lashon HaKodesh,
right?
Pardon me?
People speak Lashon
HaKodesh. Yeah, Lashon HaKodesh, that's for sure you can daven with Lashon HaKodesh, even if that happens to be the vernacular. Lashon HaKodesh is a holy language, okay? It's a different story. There are two minhagim. Where the women benchlicht on Yontif when the husband comes home, or the benchlicht in advance. Rav Soloveitchik felt that more correct is the way those Achranim say, there's a tshuva. And the Pri Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Peterburg, the Talmud of Rabbi Sol Salanta, has a tshuva. And the Pri Yitzchak about this, he insists that you're supposed to light Neris Yontif also in advance, even though you're permitted to do Malach on Yontif Tzorchach HaNefesh, and you're permitted to be Madlik Zaner from an already lit Ner. Not allowed to be Moel Reish Mechorosh. We assume that's an Issa Derabbanan, to be Moel Reish Mechorosh on Yontif. Taz claims that it's an Issa Deraisen, that Taz is not accepted. We assume it's only an Issa Derabbanan to Moel Reish Mechorosh. But to light a candle from an already existing flame, if you need the candle, that's Mutar on Yontif, but still, the Beis Halevi points this out, that you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam quotes the din about Hadlokas HaNeiros in two different places, one place in the context of Kovet, in one case the Kibbutz, in one case in the context of Onig. So it's both, it's not a stira. One, it's both Kibbutz and Onig. What's the difference in Kibbutz and Onig? So the different suggestions, so the Vilna Goyen writes in the Bi'ur HaGron Hilchos Simchas Yontif, that's the end in the Mishnah Brura, that's the last page in the Chelek Hei, is the siman about Simchas Yontif. So the Bi'ur HaGro writes there that Kibud refers to all hachanas that you do in advance of Shabbos and Yontif, and Oinig is the pleasure that you have on Shabbos, that the table is set so beautifully and the food is so delicious, and you're wearing nice clothes. Getting dressed in advance of Shabbos and taking the shower before Shabbos and setting the table before and vacuuming the rug and putting up the cholent, all of that is kibbutz. So Hadlokas HaNeiros is supposed to be both kibbutz and oinig. So true, if you be madlik neiros when the husband comes home a leil yontif, you'll have the oinig yontif, but why shouldn't you have the kibbutz as well? And it could well be the Beis Halevi on Seilah, it could well be that the bracha is only recited over the kibbutz, not over the oinig. So really the Hadlokas HaNeiros should really be in advance of yontif. So Leitchik said that where he came from in Europe, there used to be Madlik Neiros all year long, half an hour before Shkia on Shabbos and Yontif, and on Erev Yom Kippur there would Madlik HaNeiros an hour before. B'mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippurim an hour before. So he remembers as a child, he asked, why is it different? Why is the Yom Kippur an hour before? So maybe Poshim Pshat is because the Rambam's opinion is that Tosefes Yom Kippur is the Raisa, and everything else doesn't exist. The Rambam seems not to hold from any other Tosefta Shabbos Yontif. Not min HaTorah, not min the Rabbanan, you're not mechuyev to, and it's not even Chal. Only Tosefta Yom Kippur. So maybe that's why they were machmer more. But the official answer that he was given was that you do Tosefta 30 minutes for Malachas and 30 minutes for Inuyim. So he said, as a child, he didn't understand what that meant. What do you mean? It's the same Kedusha Sayyim for the Inuyim and for the Malachas. There's a Magen Mishnah writes, the Rambam's opinion is that there's only a din of Tosefes on Yom Kippur, there's no din of Tosefes on any other Shabbos and Yontif. So the Magen Mishnah writes that on Yom Kippur, the Tosefes is only with respect to Inuyim. There's no din of Tosefes ben Igeh to Malacha. That's the Magen Mishnah. So Soloveitchik thought that the Markevis HaMishnah was right in disagreeing with that Magen Mishnah. The Markevis HaMishnah was an Achron in the 1800s, I think, maybe 1700s. He was the Rav in Chelma, not Chelum, in Chelma. And he wrote a commentary on the Rambam, Rakevis HaMishnah. He always gives, Rav Chaim and Asmech always give razzle-dazzle interpretations on the difficult Rambam. He always gives flat, bland, the most pasha pshat. And a lot of times the flat pshat is the correct pshat. So every so often, Rav Soloveitchik would say, Rakevis HaMishnah pshat is the correct pshat. A lot of times he would also give razzle-dazzle, and a lot of times he said, no, Rav Chaim thought that the Pasha pshat over here is like the Rakevis HaMishnah. Says so here, Rakevis HaMishnah, tainas on the Magen Mishnah, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? You have Tosefes on Yom Kippur only with respect to Yinuyim and not with respect to Malacha. There is no such thing. It's the same Kedusha Sayyim, that's Mechayiv and Yinuyim, that Asa is the Malacha. So here also, he thought that this was difficult. He said you have Tosefes, 30 minutes Tosefes for Yinuim, 30 minutes Tosefes for Malach. He didn't understand. He said that was the minute where he came from. He used to be Moisim Echol HaKodesh 30 minutes before the Shkia every Shabbos and Yontif, 30 minutes as the Rabbeinu Peretz and Beitz Daf Lamed Amalach, which the Achreinim quoted. Now we have it printed, now everybody has it, but there used to be a manuscript, so the Achreinim quoted it, that the Tosfos proves from the Gemara in Beitz HaDaf Lamed Amud Aleph that there's a minimum amount of time that you have to be Moisid Mechol Al HaKodesh. Because the Gemara says the women eat during this man of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So we don't give them any Tochacha because Mutab Shir Shogin Veloyim Mezidim, they're not going to listen anyway. So Tosfos says, what do you mean they eat during this man of Tosefes? What? How much Tosefes do you need? What, they eat during Bein HaShmashas? So that's Mamish Bein HaShmashas, Afik Deraisa. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that Tosefes is before Bein HaShmashas, and there's a minimum amount of time that he's supposed to be Moisim Mechol Al HaKodesh, and the women didn't used to eat during that man of Tosefes. How much is this man? What is the minimum amount of man? The Tosefos says they don't know, but from the Gemara it would appear that there's some minimum amount of man, not just a mashil. You can be Moisim a mashil. So the Rabbeinu Peretz on that daf writes, he thinks that it's 30 minutes. Why 30 minutes? So he doesn't explain where he got it from. Probably got it from the Mishnah and Arvei Pesachim. Samach l'mincha. Samach means 30 minutes before. Ramban and Shavuos holds like that. Ben again, there's a din. If a person is married, so he has to be purish meishtay samach levesto. So what does it mean, samach levesto? So the Gemara says the whole oinas habesis. Either hayom, the whole day, balayla, the whole night. So the Ramban says that's only with the Rabbanon, the whole oinas habesis. He thinks min haTorah, there is a din of prisha 30 minutes before. If the woman has a vesas kavua every month on the 15th of the month, she has a riyah at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so half an hour before, at 3:30, that's an isa deraisa. He has to be parish meishta samach leves. 30 minutes is a shear of samach. So maybe that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz meant. That samach leshabbos, you have to be moisim mechol al hakodesh, and samach is 30 minutes. But on Erev Yom Kippur, the minig was where Rav Soloveitchik came from. So the minig was they used to wait, they used to be moisif an hour.
We say now, like the Rambam, the Sefer Shabbos is Daraisis. So what do we, in the winter, when we always make Shabbos right up the Shkia, isn't it been to us every week?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's what, there's a Sefer Eretz Tzvi, Tshuvas written by the Kozheglober. He was killed by the Nazis. He was the Rav in Kozheglov before the First World War. Then after the First World War, there was no more Kozheglov. The whole city was destroyed, I think. So he was invited by the Lublina Rav, Meir Shapira, to give the highest shir in the yeshiva, in Lublin yeshiva. Then he was killed by the Nazis in the Holocaust. So the first volume that he has of tshuvas, a lot of the tshuvas are to defend minhagim, to justify, not to defend, to justify minhagim. So he has one tshuva where he says he attended the Knesiyah HaGdoila, the Aguda convention, and the Geri Rebbe at that time asked him the Shaila, we daven mincha so late, and Erev Shabbos sometimes daven mincha after the Shkiyah, daven so late. So where is that Tosefa Shabbos? They just make it by the skin of their teeth. They finish davening mincha. It's already Shkiyah time. Where is Tosefa Shabbos? So he writes the whole tshuva, dreit, and he doesn't really come up with an answer. That's you're not moise mecholokot. You're not allowed to daven mincha after you makabel Tosefa Shabbos. So you should really daven mincha 45 minutes before the Shkiyah on Friday. And after you finish davening mincha, then everyone should be makabel Tosefa Shabbos, a half an hour before the Shkiyah. When it comes to Shkia, that's already Bein Hashmashes. So Bein Hashmashes, that's not Tosefes. That's Sofik Deraisa L'chumet. Tosefes has to be. If you want to be Moisef 30 minutes, the 30 minutes should be before the Shkia, before the Zman of Bein Hashmashes.
Okay. You can't daven mincha after the
Tosefes? Once one is Mekabel Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, it doesn't say like that. In the Bavli, it says the Chachamim were mekel. They gave us a break. You don't have to daven all the brachas in the middle. But if a person started by mistake on Shabbos, started at Tachainen, he has to finish the bracha because Mikra, then he really has to say. And so whatever he started, he has to finish. But in the Yerushalmi, Rashi in the Paradise works on that kash. The Yerushalmi says the reverse, that you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol the Shabbos. That's why you say Atochan Antonu. The Yerushalmi said that's why I say Atochan Antonu after the first line. Atochan Elanam Dasa Malam Elan Ishbina. So you say Habdala before you say Chanein Mitcha Dei Abina Hasa. Why? Because Atochan Elanam Dasa Malam Elan Ishbina. That's a Shebach. That's beautiful. Chanein Mitcha Dei Abina Haskel is a Tchina. That's a Bakosh. You're not allowed to offer Tchinas and Bakoshes on Shabbos. So Yerushalmi says that's why you say Habdala over there. Then Yerushalmi says, once you makabel Tosefes Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven mincha, not allowed to daven tefillas chol. That's what Rabbi Kaveger was a yekke, quotes the Prima Godim, was a sofik. If a woman ben shlicht on Erev Shabbos, so she's makabel Tosefes Shabbos, and she forgot to daven mincha beforehand, so she can't daven tefillas chol, so what should she do? Should she daven at the kiddush of a mincha? She has to daven a tefillah. So should she daven at the kiddush of a mincha, and then wait a little bit, and then daven at the kiddush of a ma'ariv also? Well, no, she can't daven at the kiddush of a mincha. She should daven ma'ariv when it's time for ma'ariv, say at the kiddush, then say tashlumen at the kiddush of the mincha that she missed. So the Rebbe Kivege quotes the Prima Godim as masupik about that. Chacham Avadia writes that by us there's no problem because we don't agree with all these Ashkenazi baloney. He says, by them, it's only if the tzibu was makabel Tosefes Shabbos, then the yochid can't daven mincha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if a guy walks into shul, they already said baruchu, they already said boy v'sholom, the tzibu was already makabel Shabbos, so he's not allowed to daven mincha in the shul, he should daven outside. And if the tzibu is makabel Shabbos, then the members of the tzibu are makabel Shabbos, not allowed to daven tefillas chol. But if a yochid was makabel Shabbos, he says, by Sfardim, they don't agree with this story from the Ashkenaz. The Ashkenazim have that chumer that even a yochid, once he's makabel Tosefes Shabbos, he's not allowed to daven tefillas chol. So that's what the Ger Rebbe asked the Kozhik of a Goyen. How do we daven mincha so late? We can't do makabel Shabbos before you daven mincha. Then you're not allowed to daven mincha. So then after you daven mincha, it's half a minute left to the shkiyah. It's ready in the middle of Bein Hashmashes. It's ready after the shkiyah. So where's the Tosefes Shabbos? So he doesn't really come up with a... Usually justifies all the minhagim. This one he doesn't succeed in justifying. It's not a stuck a problem. It's not right. Some of the yeshivas, they do like that. They daven mincha early on Friday afternoon, mincha gedoyla. And then they say Kabbalah Shabbos, luchun, I don't know, early. And then they, way before the shkiyah, half an hour before the shkiyah, then they sit and they learn until 72 minutes after the shkiyah. Then they say baruch. People are hungry. Okay. The Prisha is a commentary that's printed on the bottom of the page of the tour, the Drisha Prisha. So the son of the Prisha wrote an introduction to his father, Sefer, and he writes about his mother. So people think that it's the mother of the Prisha. It's Mrs. Prisha, the wife of the Prisha, because it was written by the son about his mother, who was married to the Prisha. So he says his mother was a big melumedes, and she had chidushim in halacha, And he quotes, one of her chidushim is that the practice is that the women normally are supposed to decide the Bichas HaMetzah over Lasiyasam. So the Ramah says the minig is that the women say the bracha l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos after they do the Havokas HaNeres, because they have this chumrah of the say the bracha l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos in advance, and then the Mekabel Shabbos with the recitation of the bracha, then they're not allowed to light the candles. So if they first light the candles, then they say the bracha, so then it's not a problem. So Mrs. Krisha came up at the Einfall, that's only Bamedvar Mamurim on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to light candles. But if you have Madlik Neris on Yontif, so what's so bad? It's to say the bracha in advance. And if you Mekabel Yontif with the Hadlokas on Neris, so you're allowed to be Madlik. So the Magen Avraham quotes this from the Hagdama of the to the Prisha, and he complains, we don't hold like Mrs. Prisha. And the Minhag HaOlam is like Mrs. Prisha, not like the Magen Avraham. The Minhag HaOlam is that many women follow that sheet of Mrs. Prisha. The women follow Prisha's one. That on Yontif they say the bracha over Lasiyasa. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he says that after Rabbi Zalman Meltzer passed away, he heard from one of his children that when he moved to Eretz Yisrael from Poland, he told his wife that from now on Erev Shabbos, you have to say the bracha over Lasiyas Mahadlokas HaNeres, because in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbi Yosef Karas, the Mara de Astra, and Rabbi Yosef Karas says you got to say the bracha over Lasiyas. I find that very surprising. I mean, when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he followed everything the Mechaba, no more Ramos. That's hard to believe. He probably thought that it's a difficult Ramah to begin with. He was probably not happy with the Ramah in the first place. Because Rabbi Kivega, they all have tightness against the Ramah. What's the problem? You say the Bracha, and then you do Hadlokas on there. What's the problem over there? You Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos when you finish doing the Hadlokas, not when you say the Bracha. So the whole Ramah is a difficult meaning in the first place. He said, once you move to Eretz Yisrael, and everybody else, all the Sfarim and Yisrael, doing like the Mechaba, you should also do like that. I don't think that makes sense, that the Mechaba is more the Asra in Eretz Yisrael. So all Ashkenazim should follow all Mechabas now. No more Ramos. Everybody's going to follow all the Mechabas. Pashto says that it's not some. We mentioned the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem on the days has the Shaila whether the recitation of Shechyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a Chayva or Rishus. They knew that they said Shechyonu every year on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Gemara had a Sofik. I'm Mechiv to. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that you are Mechiv to. So there's a big Machlekes, the Rosh in Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes a major Machlekes of Rishayim whether you say Shechyonu on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Second day, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. You say Shechyanu because it's a Sveika D'Yomer. Maybe yesterday was Chol, maybe today's Kodesh. But over here, it's not because of Sveika D'Yomer. There is no Mimon Hashach. We say that the first day is Kodesh, Men HaTorah, and the second day is Yontif, Men D'Rabbanan. First day is Avadai Kodesh, Men HaTorah. It's a Yom Kedusha Achas, Yom HaRichto. So there are many Rishonim are of the opinion that you don't say Shechyanu on the second night in Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Shechyanu on Kiddush Shofar. Mechaber Paskins like that. In Broyers, they still follow, whenever there's Machlokes and Mechaber and Ramah, they follow the Mechaber. So they don't say Shechyanu on the Kiddush Shofar on the second day. And when they read the Megillah, the morning of Purim, they don't say Shechyanu. Tosfos says you do say Shechyanu. The Yekkes don't follow Minhag Ashkenaz, they follow Minhag Sfarad. They say whenever the two Haftarahs, so in Frankfurt, they say the Haftarah for the Sfarim. They don't say the Haftarah for the Ashkenaz. So the...
Shechyanu was the CS of Yom HaChlokes between the French Ballet Taisers and the German Ballet Taisers.
Okay. So the Maharam Rutenberg introduced the theme, we mentioned it several times. He introduced a new theme into Psak Halacha. The Mishkan Yankim points this out. Mishkan Yankim had a correspondence back and forth with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who obviously was a contemporary of his, otherwise wouldn't be able to have a correspondence, regarding Eruvin. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius lived in Galicia, he lived in Brod, so he's supporting it. In Galicia, every community had an Eruvin. And Mishkan Yankim was going out to Asur Ole Eruvin. In Lithuania, they weren't so keen on all these Eruvin. So in the middle of one of the long tshuvas that the Mishkan Yankim has, he has a Hagor. The whole Sefer is in Rashi script, the Hagor is in bold block letters. So he writes in the Haggadah that this is a theme that was introduced into Psak Halacha by the Hasidei Ashkenaz, the end of the Tkufas Balei HaTesis. And in Shulchan Aruch, they have more than 10 times they quote from the Maharam Rittenberg that he came up with such a suggestion to do things in such a way to satisfy all the different opinions, rather than the way he always used to do before that. We follow Tosfos and that's all. We just finally follow the Rambam. Democrats vote Democrat, and the Republicans vote Republican and Shai. So the Maharam Rittenberg introduced anew. So the Shach has a different theme. Just because I'm an Ashkenazi, I don't have to always vote for the Ramah. So a lot of times he disagrees with the Ramah. A lot of times he disagrees with the Chabad and the Ramah. Shach is an independent. Don Legoyen for sure is an independent thinker. He doesn't agree with all the Rishonim. He'll throw them all out. He'll disagree with all the Rishonim. Okay. But Maharam Rittenberg had a different thing, not independent. He wants to do things in such a way, Yirei Shamayim Yetzir Yidei Shneim, such a pasuk in Koheles. Yirei Shamayim Yetzir Yidei Shneim. And the Medrash says, Anad Zeh Rabba Bo B'Kisri. Well, what's Rabba Bo B'Kisri? So the different Mepharshim on the Medrash Rabba have different suggestions. Some say, the Gemara says, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Rabba Bo, who lived in the city Kisrin, introduced the Takana to blow Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, to be yotzei yidei kol hashitas, because there was a machlokes hatanoim, which is the correct way to be yotzei tkiyas shofar, whether you should yom truah yelecha means a truah, it means a shvarim, it means shvarim truah. So some of Farshim say that's what it means. Yirei shemayim yotzei yidei shem zeh rabba bo b'kisri, that he made that takana by tkiyas shofar. Other Mepharshim on the Medrash Rabba say has nothing to do with that at all. The context of the Medrash Rabba means to learn Tanakh and Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rabbi Bo Kisri was an expert not only on Gemara, he was an expert on not only on Mishnah, he was an expert on Tanakh as well. Yidei Shneim doesn't mean satisfy all the different opinions in the Machlokes, but rather to learn both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So here in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Maharam Rittenberg this Hamitzah, this recommendation, that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, in the morning of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when you say Shachyanu, you should have a Begat Chodesh or a Pri Chodesh to solve the problem that for sure there shouldn't be a Shaila of a Bracha Levat Torah. The Poskim point out, let's say a guy says Kiddush on a regular Shabbos, and then he bought a Begat Chodesh. After Kiddush, he says Shachyanu, before he drinks the wine. Zalo Hepsik? Not allowed to say Shachyanu. Not allowed to say Shachyanu on a Begat Chodesh. So how did the Maharam Rittenberg solve the problem over here? If you have a Begat Chodesh, it's still a Machlokes. According to those who show him that you weren't supposed to say Shachyanu, because it's a Kedush Achaz Yom HaRichta. So he's stuck in Shachyanu, where it didn't belong over here. So the Teretz says, the Mikra Adin, we really paskin that you do say Shachyanu. And if you don't have a Begat Chodesh or Pir Chodesh, says in Shulchan Aruch that you do say Shachyanu anyway. But because of the Chashash Brocha Levatala was so concerned about that, so he said, take a Begat Chodesh. He was more concerned about Brocha Levatala than about Hepsik. Hepsik is a minor problem. Brocha Levatala is considered a major problem. So Nachanami, it doesn't really solve all of it. Doesn't solve all the Shittas over here.
Shittas
of
Friends, just some of Hepsik is only in Midina Hadas. If you have Kavana, because all Tzad, there is a Chiyo. So never Hasach
Hadas. Uh-huh. That's an interesting Kiddush. That's very interesting Kiddush. Okay. I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel in one place quotes a Yerushalmi. I want to look it up. He says, the Yerushalmi Esther Kasha, whenever a Zman Mekudosh comes to an end, so you always say Havdalah. So when the Shnas HaShmita comes to an end, how come Amitzoy Shmita, how come we don't recite Havdalah? So he quotes the Yerushalmi answers, that you only say Havdalah when you're going down a level. Let's say when it's this year, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. So we're not going to say Havdalah on Leil Shabbos. We're just going to say Kiddush. If it would have been the reverse, if you have Erev Yontif is Shabbos, then you're going down from Shabbos to Yontif, so you're going down a level. So when Shemitah comes, the whole Shnas HaShmita has a Kedusha Zman. When Shemitah comes to a close, then you're going up a level. Then you enter into Rosh Hashanah of Matzoi Shemitah. So since you're going up on a level, so that's why we don't recite Havdalah. So that's a beautiful answer. He quotes the Yerushalmi has this Kashan Teretz. How come, why don't you say Kiddush then? Why is Yerushalmi only worried about Havdalah? So on Leil Rosh Hashanah this year, we ought to mention in Kiddush, like if it would be Yontif Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, you mention Shabbos and Yontif. So why don't we mention the fact that it's Shemitah, there's a Kedusha Zman. We should really look for this Yerushalmi to see why they don't bring up that issue. We discussed the other day that the din that you have to have tkiyas al seder habrachas, you have to blow shofar at the conclusion of malchus achronis and shofaris. And we said that according to Rashi, it would appear that Rashi holds that this is a din derais. Rabbanan Chumash disagrees, says only the Rabbanan. And Rashi on Chumash and Rashi on the Gemara in several places implies that it's, and never says explicitly, but he implies that it's a real din derais. So this is very interesting because the Gemara says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that this din of Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas is only B'tzibur. If a person is davening B'yochid, he doesn't have Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. Even though he has an expert Baltikir there, he doesn't have. So according to Rashi, this is a din derais, a Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas, that only applies when you blow sheriff and you daven B'tzibur. So there's a significance to Tfilah B'tzibur on Yontif, according to Rashi, that you only have Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas when you have Tfilah B'tzibur. This is a famous Ramban Achumish and Parshas Amor. The Ramban says, translates the words Mikra Kodesh. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says Mikra Kodesh Machlokes Hatanoim. What does it mean Mikra Kodesh? Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. So one Tana says Mikra Kodesh that it's also Basiyas Malachim. The other Tana says Mikra Kodesh means you should recite Kiddush. Mikra Kodesh to speak about the fact that the day has Kedusha Sayyim. The Rambam writes that Kiddush is deraisa both on Yontif and on Shabbos, and the Magen Mishnah says there are those who disagree with the Rambam. The old Kiddush is only deraisa on Shabbos, on Yontif Kiddush is only derabbanan. So Achreinim asked that the Gemara is beferish. Mikra Kiddush means you have to say Kiddush. Isn't it a drasha Gemara? Isn't that the pshuto shel Mikra? Going to one Tana, the word Mikra Kiddush means to recite Kiddush. So Ramban Chumash has a new pshat, not like either Tana. He says Mikra Kiddush is from the word Eile Kruy Ho'eda. Kruy Ho'eda means those who would assemble together. They would have a meeting. The leaders of the community would gather together to discuss politics, or whatever they would discuss in days of Mashabing. So he says, Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, that the Tzibur is supposed to gather together for the on Shabbos and Yontif for the purpose of Tfilah B'Tzibur and for the purpose of Talmud Torah B'Tzibur. That there's an Inyan Deraisa that the rabbi should hold at Rosh and give a shiur, she can hold a drasha that has teichen. She say divrei Torah b'tzibur. There should be Talmud Torah b'rabim on Shabbos and Yontim, and there should be tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yontim. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Pesach quotes this Ramban al Torah, and he says he gets the impression from the nusach tefillah that the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, the Mesadrei nusach tefillah, whoever composed that nusach, would appear that they hold like the Ramban. That Tfilah B'Tzibur is an Inyan Deraisa based on Mikra Kodesh, because otherwise, why did they include that expression in the Nusach HaTfilah? Mikra Kodesh, Zechel Yitzchak. Why did they mention Mikra Kodesh? So he says, you get the impression because Tfilah B'Tzibur, like the Rabban, Tfilah B'Tzibur is Deraisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we mention that expression, Mikra Kodesh.
Okay. So that's Pshuto Shel Rambam, saying that's Pshuto Shel.
Sounds like it. The Ramban sounds like he holds that the two Tanoim and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel arguing when the Mikra Kodesh means Katshe Basilis Malocha, Mikra Kodesh means you should recite Kiddush. That's an additional level of interpretation. He's giving Pshuto Shel Mikra. Mikra Kodesh Malocha and Kruy Heda to gather together.
Why can't Mikra Kodesh here refer to
Sias Malocha? The Bezeisif wonders why should they mention Issa Malocha in the middle of the davening? What does it have to do with the davening? So he thinks that it sounds like the Ramban, that it has to do with Mikra Kodesh, has to do with the davening, that the davening ought to be Tfilah B'Tzibur. We can dig so it's not Mukhra.
Well, Kanye and Siddur only include Mikra Kodesh on Yom Tov and Chol and then on Chol Moed, he
right, that's a Machlek Zachrein, whether the term Mikra Kodesh makes sense on Chol Moed, yeah. No, maybe it means Asifas Ha'am for Tfilah B'Tzibur and it doesn't apply to Chalamay. Maybe it's only Shabbos and Yontov is Mikra Kodesh. The Ramban only applies to Shabbos and Yontov. The Prima Godim in Hilchas Shavuos mentions that in many communities they have a minhag to stay up all night long on the first night of Shavuos, some places they have the second night. And then when they come to daven in the morning, at 1 o'clock, half the people go to sleep. 2 o'clock, more people go to sleep. 3 o'clock, when the time By the time it's time to daven shacharis vasikin, the morning of Rosh Hashanah, so you no longer have a minion of adults or avada gedolim. You have young children who are just barely bar mitzvah, and the Prima Gordon says, when you get to dinim deraisa, we usually assume you have to be boidik to see if the child has shtei sairis. When you get to dinim derabbanon, you can be mitzarfim to a minyan, even if you don't know if he has shtei sairis. Because we rely on the chazoka derava and the rubid aleisa kamon, kol shigid al chal shanim, higid al chal simon. If the girl is 12 and the boy is 13, we assume they probably have shtei sairis. But when you get to, the Gemara says, when you get to chalitza, you can't rely on chazok of the rabbi. You got to check to make sure. So there's a machlek zacharin. What does that mean? That's a gemara nida. When you get to chalitza, you have to check. So does it mean chalitza is an inyan of dovish of yerv, an inyan of ishus? You have to be machmir. Well, no, all inyanim deraisa. So the Magen Avraham, it's a classical poskim. They assume by all dinim deraisa, you shouldn't rely on the chazok of the rabbi. You should check to make sure that he has shtei sairis. That's what the Prima Gordon raises an issue. He says tefillah b'tzibur, according to the Ramban, is a din deraisa, and the Beis Yosef accepts it. He thinks that that's what it says in the Nusach HaTefillah Mikra Kodesh. So he says, so what's going to be in the morning of Shavuos with davening with a minyan? It's a din deraisa. We're not sure we have a minyan of Asar Gedolim. Maybe they're not bar mitzvah. So he has an interesting assumption. His issue, that the problem that he has, an interesting. He assumes every tefillah you daven on Shavuos has to be tefillah b'tzibur. Every tefillah, that he means. Maybe it means one tefillah a day, every Shabbos Yom. One tefillah should be tefillah b'tzibur deraisa. Maybe it means the community should have, maybe it doesn't mean a chodes hayachid. Since the community is going to have, the big minyan is going to be 8 o'clock on Shavuos. These guys, the Vasikin people, are davening at 5:30 in the morning. But there's going to be a minyan of all the grandfathers, all the parents, are going to be later in the day. So the community was Yotze Dechi of Amikra Kodesh. Pima Godem assumes that it's a Chavis HaYochid, and each and every tefillah on Yontem and Shabbos has to be tefillah B'tzibah. That's a very fascinating assumption. In order to fulfill Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas, so the Gemara says you have to have only B'tzibah, not B'yochid. So there are different menhagim, whether it only applies to the Chazaras Hashatz or even applies to the Tefillah B'Lachash, which we all daven together, Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Tzibur davens together, Tefillah B'Lachash. So the Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, Lam Gimel Lam Beis, quotes from the Aruch that even the Tefillah B'Lachash also is supposed to have Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. Here in Yeshiva, we don't do that. Most Ashkenazi shuls, they don't do that. The Chassidim they do, by Sfaradim they do, but Ashkenazim, most of the part don't do it. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Chazon Ish has this also, if you want to be Yotze Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas with the Chazaras HaShatz, you got to pay attention, not just to come in when the Chazon comes to the end of the Bracha, to listen to the, you got to listen to the whole Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning to the end. You got to answer Amen. So then the Chazaras HaShatz relates to you. So it's you are Yotze Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas, because all the brachas of the Chazon relate to you. Rav Soloveitchik was a Levi, so if you walk out of the shul to wash the Kohanim's hands for duchening, so you're going to miss half of the davening. So in a lot of shuls, they have the washing basin in the shul, so everyone will hear. Or if they walk out of the shul, they should try to see to it, they should walk out when the tzibur is saying piyutim. So that's not Likuvah, that's not part of the Chazaras HaShatz. That's added on to the Chazaras HaShatz. A person should try to see to it. The Chazon Ish first starts off like this, then he backs down. Rav Soloveitchik thought like the Chazon Ish is Haskolas HaMachshava, that you're only Yotze Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas if you listen to the Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning to the end, not just to listen to Malchus, Achanus, and Shofars. You can't daven three brachas alone. You have to have all nine brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei. Epsil Chazon Ish then backs out a little bit. He starts off like that. So Soloveitchik thought that made more sense. You have to listen to the whole Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning to the end, that it should be considered that Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas.
Jewish family is like that. In the case where Rit Gaius and everybody else about it, you have nine brachas of Rosh Hashanah. He says that Minag Bava, they had only seven. Everybody's Aymed. And Kairim is Aymed, the Kubim, and their Chatz, the Shatz of Kairim, they're also Kairim. I think that. I mean, Yates has the other two brachas, other two brachas.
Uh huh. Yeah, the Balamor writes like that, that he didn't have machzorim, so the people didn't know how to say Malchus Chana Shefer. So he says, every yochid, they know how to say the first three brachas, the last three brachas, I just say all the time. The middle of bracha was, then he said, then he said, so that they could improvise. The middle of bracha is the same as every other yontif. And even in Musaf, the Yechidim didn't say the Malchus Chana Shefer. The Chazan had to figure out how. The Chazan had to memorize all the Malchus Chana Shefer. So they only said, the Yechidim only said seven brachas, and then the Chazan would be mighty everybody. So they had to pay attention from the beginning to the end. Then the Balamor says, later in his lifetime, when they wrote Machzarim, so everybody had a Machzar. So now everybody davened the Malchus Chana Shefer. But he says, when he was growing up as a child, only the Chazan said Malchus Chana Shefer. And the Tzibur only said that tefillah that had seven brachas. They only said the bracha emtzois was the kedusha sayyad. That was all. Interesting, Balamor. Balamor is always interesting. The Gemara says that you have to change the nusach habracha of two brachas on aseres meitshuva, hamelach hakodesh and hamelach hamishpat, and that's all. So that's why the Vilna Gaon says that it's not right that people change, that all year long they say hamelach hamishpat b'shalom, and aseres meitshuva they say oisa hashalom. He says that's not correct. Usually we assume that that's nusach svardis, that you say hamelach hamishpat b'shalom, nusach ashkenaz, he changed to oisa hashalom. So the Vilna Gaon, it seems, daven nusach Ashkenaz, but he felt that here it's more correct to say Hamburach Hasam Yisrael Bashalom. We shouldn't change the nusach Habrach. Same thing when Yeduchin. So the minig developed that the Chazan, instead of saying Amach Zeshchein Osa Tzion, says Shehoz Cholabat Chabir Anab. Osa Cholabat Chabir Anab, it was the nusach Habrach that they offered, that they said in the Beis HaMikdash. When they brought Karbanos, it says Shehoz Cholabat Chabir Anab.
Was the regular nusach
Habrach? The what?
They said every day.
All year long. All year long, right. Also, right. And yeah, there were communities where they said all year long, but you're not supposed to change it for Aseres HaMeitshuva. So that's what the Vilna Gaon said, you shouldn't change Aseres HaShalom, you shouldn't change Aseres HaLevat Chabir HaNavoid. And then on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, when they daven Ma'ariv, they would add on Piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, and at the conclusion of the Bracha Gaal Yisrael, instead of saying Gaal Yisrael, they would change the Nusach. So the Vilna Gaon felt that that's not right to change that nusach habracha either. You shouldn't be mishal mamabeah shetov hachachamim brachas. You should say the regular nusach. The Magen Avraham. So why do we change? I mean, that's a question. Why do we change on Shabbos? Okay, that's a good question. All week long we say shamam yisrael ad, and on Shabbos we change to haparisik hashalom aleinu. Right. So that's a question, why has that been accepted and nobody is ma'ar on that? Because that, many communities they said, Shama Yisrael Ad on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. In many communities they said, Parsuk HaShalom all week long. So why did we change over there? Okay, that's a very good question. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal that he introduced the minhag to recite Shir HaMaalos before Baruch Hu in the middle of Shacharis. And the Magen Avraham raises an objection. He says that you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to be mapsik in between Hasach and Yishtabach liyotzer. You're not allowed to talk. And Shir HaMaalos doesn't fit in over here. So basically, Nusach Ashkenaz is that you don't say Shir HaMaalos. That's Nusach Ari. And Nusach Svart picked up a lot from Nusach Ari. But in Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't. Here in the yeshiva for many years, they had Bali Tfilah who had Chazokas. And the Gaboyim would tell him, the Minigan yeshivas, he say this, you don't say that. And they never listened. They had the chazakas, they had the balabatim, they did whatever they want. So now all of those old-time muchzokim passed away. They were older people. And now we're trying to go back to the minig, what it's supposed to be in yeshiva, that we don't say Shir HaMaalos. Usually the Gabbai announces that when the Baal Tekir says the bracha and Tekir Shofar, the people should say Amen. They shouldn't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoi. This is from the Dogel Mervova, the Nadi Behuda Sayoris on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, whenever I want to be yotzei with someone else's bracha, Kiddush Avdol, I want to be yotzei. So if you say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai, that'll constitute a hefsek. You shouldn't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai. That's what the Gabbai always announces also by Mikra Megillah. Everybody should say Amen. It should be Mechavin to be yotzei. You shouldn't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai because it'll be a hefsek. Others have the meaning that they always insist that you got to say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai even if you want to be yotzei with the bracha. But Sfardim have some of the Moroccan Gedolim have such an assistant. That's their meaning, they got to say. But yeshiva people follow the dogma of Avraham that you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Roshmai. They quote in the Maaseh Rav from the Vilna Gaon that he was opposed to saying Baruch Hu Roshmai in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. When the Chazan says a bracha, each one of the 19 brachas shouldn't say Baruch Hu Roshmai. They don't give the reason. So some of the Talmidim of the Gro think that that's the reason why, because everybody has to be yotzi with the Chazaras Hashatz. And whenever you want to be yotzi with someone else's bracha, Baruch Hu Roshmai would be a hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't write that reason. Mishnah Berurah writes that the Vilna Gaon's practice was not to say Baruch Hu Roshmai, but he suggests a different reason. He says that the Chazan doesn't pause. Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonein Hados. Chonein Hados is five syllables. Baruch Hu U Baruch Shemo is more than five. It's either seven or eight syllables, depending how you pronounce the words. So if the Chazan is not going to pause, and you're going to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai, he's going to say finish Chonein Hados, he's going to start the next bracha. So when you say Amen, it's going to be an Amen Yisayma. So the Mishnah Berurah says that was the concern of the Vilna Gaon. But if the Chazan will pause by the Shem Hashem, then the Vilna Gaon will also agree that you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Rav Soloveitchik had a totally different understanding. He thought that the Vilna Gaon was opposed to ever saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai, even a bracha that you're not being yotzei from.
Why would that be?
He quoted from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChaim that whenever we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're never talking about Atzmuso, you're never talking about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're only talking about His Midas. So how can they say Baruch Hu uBaruch Shemo? How can they say Baruch Hu? We always say Baruch Hu, but we really don't mean that. We mean His Midas. But if you say Baruch Hu uBaruch Shemo, then you do mean it. Shema means His Midas, and Baruch Hu means His essence. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that we never praise the essence of our HaKadosh
Baruch Hu. How does Baruch Shem in Mikdash?
That what?
Baruch Shem in Mikdash.
Yeah.
How is any different?
Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, we're praising His name, but we're not praising Him. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner thinks all the praises that we say are to the Midas of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem means the Midas of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a chiddush, Rav Soloveitchik, though. One of the ten psukim that we have for Zechronis is Zecher Asa L'Neflos L'Chan L'Racham Hashem. So Rav Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, raised an objection about that pasuk that it doesn't say that Hashem remembers. Zechronis is supposed to speak about the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam remembers everything that happened and He gives you reward and punishment. Zecher Asa L'Neflos L'Chan L'Racham Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that the human being should remember all of the nisim that he does, but it doesn't speak about him remembering. So that's why it's, and if you look in the Siddur HaGadim, apparently that pasuk is not quoted, they quote other psukim. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe we say two different psukim. Zecher Asa L'Neflos L'Chan L'Racham Hashem V'Ne'emar, Teref Nasa L'Reyav, Yizkor Le'Olam Brisa. That's the next pasuk in Tehillim. So that's Yizkor Le'Olam Brisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. So maybe you shouldn't say the Yoimer, maybe you should say those two psukim one after the other. And maybe you should add on another pasuk for Zichronis. The other pasuk is what the Gemara says is an acceptable pasuk. What does the Gemara say? What's in Zichron Hashem Levnei Adam? The Gemara says that's an acceptable pasuk. Maybe you should add on another pasuk. There's nothing wrong with adding on. We have some of them, we have more than 10 pasuk. So you can add on another pasuk. Then the Shulchan Aruch writes that in Shoifres, in the concluding paragraph, we quote the pasuk, "V'yam smachas ma'adechem v'oshech hasheichem." So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Is that acceptable? Because you're talking about chatzotzos, you're not talking about shofars. He didn't say anything about tkiyah shofar. So the Mechaber writes that the Rosh justified the minig, and it's okay. You can say Yom Smachaschem, even though it talks about tkiyah chatzotzos. Rav Soloveitchik said, fine, but we may as well say another pasuk. You can say add on another pasuk. If they say the ninth pasukim for shofars, you can add a tenth pasuk. If we start, Elokeinu Gavim Seinu, Kab Shefa God Lachim Seinu. He said, maybe add on the Pasuk, Lahi B'Dovim B'Yakib La Ramu B'Yisrael Hashem L'Kol V'Yimachuas Melech Bo. The Gemara says that Pasuk is good for Malchias and is good for Shefers. So he said, maybe add on that Pasuk. Okay. It's time for the next year. Where's the next year? In this building, no? They're all in this building. Tov. I go to the end of everybody. See you next time.